from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure you saw Barry Svrluga's piece in the Washington Post yesterday about Juan Soto and the Nationals. Written, of course, the timeliness was that Soto was back at the yard. Mm-hmm. He was taking on the Nats with the Yankees. A very rare 0-for-4 yesterday for Juan Soto, but a lovely ovation. He got the biggest ovation of the night.
Yeah.
Sorry about your luck, Dylan Cruz. We're giving out Cruz t-shirts at Nats Park, but it was Soto who was taking off his helmet and doing a little curtain call moment before he got into the batter's box.
He drilled a couple balls. A ball, by the way, was not traveling to left center or center last night. There were a couple bolts that stayed in the yard. Soto hit a couple of them.
Well, partially because 10-foot-tall Aaron Judge caught them at the fence with his glove over the wall.
Well, that did happen. Ball was flying just fine to right, though, as we saw later on in the game. But, yeah, the things, a couple balls went to die in left center and center. But, yeah, I thought that was that first inning was really cool. Like, that to me was the whole deal. It was like this ceremony, right, where the symmetry between Soto hitting second for New York and Cruz hitting second for Washington, old era, new era, the ovations they're in, that was cool. Really neat.
Davey knew the assignment.
Yes.
Abrams, Cruz, Wood, 1-2-3 in the lineup. Awesome. Well done, Davey. So that was very, very cool. I bring this up, though, because Juan Soto's return to D.C. He'd been back with the Padres, but first time, long time, now with the Yankees. It was a very, very cool pregame scene. He was the first guy out on the field at about 3:05 while we were doing our show live from either team. And he came over and kind of parked in front of the Nats dugout in the coach's box, first base foul territory, and just waited like with a receiving line, basically, one after another of people parade style coming up to Juan Soto, and he was talking to staffers and training people and, you know, former players and coaches and anyone and everyone who was still with the organization. Big smiles and hugs. And I posted a video. If you guys haven't seen, you should go check it out at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter. And I think you have a picture of this maybe even as well. But it was Mark Lerner and Juan Soto embracing. And I thought it was hysterical that Lerner in front of the media and everyone just walked right up and
just strutted right up there.
Gave him a big hug. That's one of those, I got a lot of money and I don't care what you think kind of things. But here's why it's funny to me. I understand they have a relationship, they have a rapport, whatever. But there's so much noise being made about Soto becoming a free agent and would the Lerners possibly pay him and could they bring him back to D.C.? And so I'm thinking when Mark was out there, I'm like, oh, there's no chance we'll get an interaction here. And as soon as Juan Soto was done talking to someone at one point, Lerner starts yelling, Soto, Juan, and he starts walking over to him. And they meet and they get this big hug and a nice little conversation for a minute or so, just in front of everyone. It was incredible. And the jokes wrote themselves. I think I tweeted something like, clearly reminiscing about 2019. And everyone's like, talk to him about coming back, which is obviously not legal.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do as an owner when he's under contract with the Yankees, but it's also not happening.
Right. They also weren't like negotiating right there. Mark's like 500 and Juan's like, nope, 600. Okay, I'll see you there.
The next step in the Nationals rebuild, bring back Juan Soto. That was the headline of the Barry Svrluga column in the Post yesterday. Dylan Cruz made his debut against Juan Soto on Monday night. In 2025, they should be teammates. That was Barry's piece. And while I'd love to see it, and I echo the sentiments, and it's a really brilliant idea, I give it 0.0001% chance of happening. This ownership group over the last few years has not even shown a willingness to sign a veteran starting pitcher for $10 million a year. And I'm supposed to assume they're going to go pay $500 million to break every record for a non-pitcher hitter in free agency on Juan Soto? I just can't see it. I'm sorry. You know, all the stories that we hear about, like, counting cups and getting the napkins that are the least expensive and all the little things that are happening at that ballpark. I do not think there'll be a player with the Yankees and the Mets for Soto. I'm sorry. I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. And, you know, there's also a legitimate reason one could make, or an argument one could make to not do that, where you have that much salary allocated to one person. Would you be better served splunking around between 5, 6, 7 other people for a team-building perspective? But the real argument against it, or not in terms of desiring it, but basically saying why it's not going to happen, is what you just said. There has been no propensity to open that checkbook at any point here in the recent past. Maybe that's different now that you've got a younger team that's on the verge of competing.
I think that's
but it wouldn't be to the tune of $600 million.
I think that's the hope or the thought, is that they're going to spend this offseason for the first time in a long time, really since the World Series. And I do think they'll spend a good bit. Like, they got more money coming off the books this year.
Corbin coming off the books.
Strasburg is now at least a known commodity, that he's not taking up a 40-man spot, and you can pay that off if you need to. But yeah, the Corbin contract specifically, it's going to be the lowest payroll they've had really at any point since they took over. They could go get a bat like Anthony Santander and Wright. They could get a bat like Christian Walker at first base and go get a pitcher if they want to in the middle of the rotation. I just don't think it's going to be a Soto-type move.
No.
That type of contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.